Blog Talk Radio.
Music. Hi, everybody. This is Catherine. Our dear co-host Meg isn't able to be here today, so I'll be filling in for her. Christine is here. And we're going to start with our pillar of light. So those of you who may be new, we're Who Needs Light? We have a website by that name, whoneedslight.org. And we're going to have a very exciting show today. Archangel Michael is coming. As he said it, he's coming to assist us in annihilating the current slave term responsibility. So I'll give you a little preview of how he described it. Responsibility is not a burdensome to-do list that can never be accomplished. Responsibility is not a system of earning privilege, which is never fulfilled. Response plus ability is you as your loving true presence, heartfully connected to earth and to God as you gracefully and easily know and realize the blessed fulfillment of your heart dreams. Starting now and lasting through your exchange redemption appointments, and into the golden days ahead, together with Archangel Michael and his mighty sword, we cut away the previous dark-programmed erroneous meanings and implications of, quote, responsibility. We replace it with God's light-filled meaning, which is the easy, joyful ability to appropriately respond to all conditions and circumstances at all times, because I am God's love. Well, we're looking forward to that. Wash, rinse, repeat. I love that title. The post-RV meaning of responsibility. Okay, I will get us started with our pillar of light. So we're all joining together. Light up your pillar. Deep breath. Easy, easy. Now, as we light up our diamonds, we feel the presence of Mother and Father God beaming down on us. We feel the presence of Terra under our feet. And as we connect with Mother and Father God and with our higher selves and our twin flames and our beloved ascended masters, we're connecting with real beings, deep heartfelt connections that pour down into our bodies, into our heart. So we feel their presence. We feel their love there. And we connect to Mother and Father and to Terra with us as the conduit. Feel the love pouring through us. And then feel yourself expanding. The more light you absorb, the more you expand your light. And your pillar. Now see everyone else's pillar out there. And we all acknowledge and join together in this unity, receiving and giving love. So, welcome everybody. This is Catherine. I have a little introduction today. Some of you said you really appreciated when I talked about some of my deep diving sagas. So, I'm going to continue with this little preview, and I hope it's helpful for all of you. I know lots of people have written to me and said, oh my goodness, you know, I have the same feelings and thoughts. So let's see if this helps. I've discovered a few things about myself that I am going to just, since this is very therapeutic, you know, I'm just going to spill it out here because I know a lot of you have discovered the same kind of things. Okay, first of all, I am a secret drama queen.
It's not a secret.
Yeah, Christine knows. Okay, I confess. I often got into this state where I decided that this deep diving business was really hard. And every time I would dig this hole deeper and deeper, Christine would grab my tail feathers, and Michael and Sananda and mother and father would say, it's all right, dear. Just be loving. That's all you have to do. Just be loving. Well, then second realization, I'm not a very good listener. Because I kept feeling and thinking that things that I didn't want to feel. And I would go, this isn't right. I shouldn't be feeling anxious. I shouldn't be feeling shame. This is a no-shame zone. I'm supposed to keep this up so I don't feel it anymore. And I really thought, I should be able to be in charge of all of this. So I never feel it again. Well, oops. I went back and read a few of the messages, and of course, Sananda and Michael continually tell us, but especially Sananda used the words, willingness is perfection. Just focus on being loving. So the times that I got myself all twisted up into, oh no, I'm not doing this right, they kept reassuring me. And at one point, this was a few days ago, I got into a state where I thought, well, I keep going into this state that's always the same. And it feels to me, now indulge me, I'm a psychologist, so I like thinking about how brains work and how my brain works and what's going on and all that. So I kept thinking, I must be brain damaged because there's this place in my brain where I keep going and it has the same quality every time. And when I started thinking about it, I realized it's all about the things that I've learned in life, all about the things I've memorized, all about the stuff I was an expert in. And I would like fall into this place where I had to use my knowledge or I had to use my information. And then I realized, you know, one of those duh, slap your forehead things. Well, mother and father, am I brain damaged? You know, please promise me. And they just laughed and said, dear, even if you were, we could help you. But no, you are not brain damaged. It's really just about making a choice, and a choice to be loving. And then I thought, oh, okay. When I switch over from this place, wherever this is in my brain. Now, I'm not saying it is an exact place, but that's how it felt to me. There is this place where I stored stuff, and it's such valuable stuff, I can't resist using it. And then I realized, you know, I wrote about this in my book, Who Needs Light, about the idea that rational thinking is the best, most wonderful thing you can possibly do. And I was being a little stubborn about, well, maybe more than a little stubborn. I have all this knowledge, and I've worked so hard to store it all, and I must use it, no? And then I realized, and Christine's been very patient with me about this too, I never really got that when you switch over into this completely loving state, you don't have to memorize anything. You don't have to have a fund of knowledge. You have to work with your team of angels because they know where everything is. They have the fund of knowledge, and your higher self has your fund of knowledge. And it is within you, in your heart. Everything you need to know is in your heart. So I was being a bit of a brainiac, I guess, insisting I had to use this information. But I believe it now. I believe what Sananda said. It's willingness that matters. So even if I have a flicker of anxiety or a flash of, oh no, what have I done wrong now? I have to fix it quick before anybody sees it. No, all I have to say is, okay, I'm here, I'm present, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, and so on. And so things get a whole lot easier. So I'm hoping that helps everybody. I know we've encouraged deep diving, and I want to reassure people that deep diving is not an endless, arduous, wrenching process where you have to give something up that's precious to you. No, it's not. In fact, shifting over into that, to me, it feels like a completely different state. Shifting over into being who I really am. The person who's really talking to you right now, who I really am, is a child of God. And they just flat love us, no matter what. We don't have to apologize. We don't have to feel ashamed. They know what life is like here. They know what we've been through and what things we've thought were precious, and now we're trying to free ourselves. They just want to help. And we have more help available, too. We have somebody here who's going to really lay it out for you in another new way. So I am just delighted that I get to introduce our dear Archangel Michael, and he's going to come through Christine. Hello, Michael.
Hello, Catherine. Oh, there's chuckling far and wide across this world right now. A little bit, I think, nervous laughter as we all discover that we don't have to conquer love, master love. We have to just let ourselves be love and be loving and be loved in the midst of all things. That's all. So thank you, Catherine. Yes, I am your brother, Archangel Michael, and I come to you today on the wings of love. I have a question for you. Are you ready? Are you ready for the prosperity? Are you ready to be free? I don't mean, are your RV GCR notebooks spick and span perfect with every I dotted and T crossed? Are your checklists complete? Are your gift letters correct? Or even is your own inner work up to snuff? No, that's not what I'm asking you. I'm asking you, are you ready to be blessed and to be the blessing? Very handy that today I also come with the answer. Beloved, dear hearts, my brothers and sisters, you are ready. You are exquisite. You were born for this. You were ready then. And you've done nothing but get ready ever since, every moment, every breath, every choice that seemed to be not so loving, which slingshotted you in the direction of love, every choice that was so obviously of your nature and filled with love, every choice, every breath. And here we are, and you are ready. The quality of you is unique. The way you move is not from the momentum of your damage. Your sense of humor, the music in you, the colors of you, your creativity, your staying power, your stubborn unwillingness to ever let go of the truth inside your heart in just the way you've done it. You are you. And it brings tears to our eyes to behold you. Now, you don't just take my word for it today. Yes, we're springing something on our channel. There's someone else here that would like to talk to you about this moment. And I feel on heaven and on earth, we all agree that this friend of ours has certainly the right of light to speak to us all in this moment. So I'll ask our channel, Christine, to pass the phone back to Catherine as we welcome our brother, Saint Germain.
Oh, thank you, Michael. We're going to give Christine a moment to get a drink of water and catch her breath. She has a big energy shift. When this happens, they've been bringing in tremendous amounts of energy. You can feel it, can't you? They are here with us. Okay, so Michael is stepping back, and here comes Saint Germain. Hello, Saint Germain. Welcome.
Hello, one and all. Don't we all have the right of light to be here together in this moment? I've been telling you, I wouldn't miss this moment together. This moment at the top of the in-breath where we are all full out beyond the capacity we've ever known, stretching, loving, fulfilling each our individual and our collective, our shared purpose. It is so touching to me in this moment, and I am honored to be with you today. And I am not alone. Our great lady, Kuan Yin. Well, we are arm in arm here together to be with you. What you know of us is true. Our shared work, our shared journey, our shared purpose of love that includes, quite fundamentally, each one of you. We're soaking you in. Usually, I guess you feel it's the other way around. But you can tell, perhaps, from the hitch in my get along, from the twinkle in my eye, which is extra twinkle, I'll say, from just this almost silly excitement and joy we're all sharing, where we are. So I've come to talk to you about a few things, because I promised that through our many messengers, we would keep you informed. And I do realize there are some heart-level questions still in the lightworkers and in all of those preparing to go into their exchange and redemption appointments. They're heart questions that cannot be ignored at this late hour. So we come forward to answer them for you. Let's start pre-appointment. And I mean, let's say you are at your exchange redemption location. Now, whether it is in the car that brought you, whether it is a moment before the front door, whether you see a tiny grassy knoll near the sidewalk, wherever it is, take a moment for yourself. Breathe. let the feelings come. You are a being of feeling. Prosperity reopens the doors where it's not only okay, it is required. Creative beings are feeling beings. So, in your own way, whatever is most real for you, take a moment and connect with God. Whatever that is to you, whether it's Mother and Father God, God your Creator, the unspeakable God, love itself, light itself, whatever is so for you is holy and it is correct. And allow this moment of union with your true God. Then, in your way, perhaps go ahead and connect with our Earth. She is a mighty being of love. And she has a personal and intimate relationship with you. And you are doing this action for your own growth, your own learning and expansion, and on behalf of all of those upon Earth and Earth herself. So to connect with Earth, even for a moment, in a meaningful way that's real for you, just that easily and elegantly connects you with your purpose. then, whether you think you feel ready or not, you are ready for all of this. We will be with you, your teams, our great Lady Kuan Yin, Mother and Father God. I will be with you, your twin flames and higher selves, your extended family, and not to add any more pressure to the moment, certainly, but billions of benevolent, loving beings from far and wide who will be focusing their gentle peace as you turn on the spigots of prosperity for Earth, as you become the spigots of prosperity for Earth. Once you've done all this, the best and only advice we can give you is to be yourself. Be yourself, not who you think your higher self is, yourself. You are actually yourself everywhere. And you are who we love. You are who has done this. You are really something. So, who are you? Well, all right then. I'm going to go in there and be myself, Saint Germain. I've connected with God and Earth, and even potentially, if it's in my belief structure, billions of galactic beings focusing peace on me personally. And I'm going to go in to the exchange redemption appointment and be myself. What does that mean, Saint Germain? You are a being of light. Not just up in some higher dimension that you might come to think of as in another place. No. You are a being of light now. You would never take your sunglasses off if you saw how much light you are emitting at this moment. You are your own light event. You are you everywhere. You are unique the moment you are created. And all the experiences you have not tipped any kind of imaginary scale into the direction of some overwhelming imbalance of pain or things that are wrong with you. It doesn't exist. Sure, you've been going through your deep diving, your inner deep diving, to reclaim the light within, to balance your experiences. That just means you were brave and willing to make these life plans no one had ever heard of, and then you were willing to go down and fulfill them, and then you were willing to restore yourself to the light. Where in there is there any reason for disdain? See? So be yourself. You are the one who, long, long before this lifetime, offered to do this. And then you are the one who has seen it through, preparing lifetime after lifetime, lesson after lesson, expansion after expansion. Always willing, always saying, oh, in your life review, I got that this time. All right, now how can we redesign the next life so I really get this over here too? And then, whoa, I will be ready. I will be ready for this that's coming. And you planned it. We sat together, all of us, as a team, as a family. And you are the one who showed up, who chose it, who fulfilled it. You are part of a team. You are part of a family. That is who you are. You feel like a loner because it gets strange down there on the surface in the very heavily swaying duality with intense debt slavery and countless other painful experiences. But that is not who you are. You are not alone. You never have been. You never will be. This is your experience of imagination lived of what aloneness might or could be. But it is a fantasy in a particular way because you have never been alone. You have a magnificent team who is with you every second, every breath, supporting you, supporting your success to get to where it is you are now, ready to open up God's prosperity on earth. Most of all, we cannot tell you enough because it is the truth of truths. You are a child of God. In that way, even if you can't quite wrangle it to get at easy peace with the things I've just transmitted to you. All right, go in to your redemption appointment as a representative of God, because that's who you are. Go in as a representative of me. That's who you are. That's who we are. I stand for you, and you stand for me. Now, about these exchange rates. Yes, I am Saint Germain, so I will plunge into the delicate topics. Now, about these exchange rates. Now, you're going to go in as yourself, ready to fulfill what it is your heart guides you to do. You cannot get it wrong. Whatever you decide increases the freedom and prosperity on the surface of earth so exponentially that you won't be able to conceive of it in the position you currently hold. But when we're together, as the energies continue to rise, you will see and know. Now, we've walked down this road far together, and there have been many times where I've leaned on you and trusted you, and you've come through. And on this one, I ask you to trust me. Don't worry so much about right or wrong intel. Get quiet in the meadow of your heart. Be still. Be your true and present self. And then look at, contemplate. Invite in, what is my commitment? What is it? What moves my heart? What will bring me peace and ease and joy to continue through this? I tell you this, you will not be shamed, no matter the rate you ask for. You may ask for very high rates. You will not be humiliated or shamed. It is a new day. Step up out as yourself and claim not just your place, but the place of humanity, of earth and all upon her, every kingdom. Claim the healing that at this stage we're calling prosperity. Claim the love that you are. You are ready. Now, I pass this back to my brother Michael. Lady Kuan Yin and I remain here for you. Be with us. Speak to us about your intentions, your dreams. And in the same way you would speak to us, speak to those in your redemption exchange appointment room. There's no difference. We love you. You are ready. Catherine, won't you bring Michael back?
Okay. Oh, thank you, Saint Germain. That's so reassuring and so exciting. Okay. Well, I while Christine gets a sip of water, I just want to like put up the fireworks because this is amazing, the amount of energy she's bringing through. Okay, and Michael wants to come back again. All right, here comes our brother, Archangel Michael.
Hello, Michael.
Hello, everyone. It's Michael. Saint Germain, our great Lady Kuan Yin, thank you. Thank you. Thank you all. We go around the circle, and with the same heartfelt, overspilling love, we thank you, each other. Now, I did promise to mention something about responsibility. I think that the demonstration that Saint Germain gave us is more than enough. However, I'll say a few things while I've got you here. I just want us to, together, consider letting go of what responsibility was. It was one of the many divine terms that could cause creation in a moment, that was used and reprogrammed and used in nefarious ways in order to try to bind and restrict human beings rather than to set them free into their own creative essence. So let's today, in honor of this day and all we are on the precipice of, let's just put this one to rest. Responsibility was meant to be a burden for humanity. It was turned into trickery. It was an endless list of pressure-filled to-dos that no matter what you did, gave up sleep, worked two jobs, gave up this, traded that, you could never conquer it because it was always somehow expanding. And part of the reason is because of the twisted meaning we took on of responsibility. We started to give it our belief, our life force, that it was these things. And so then it had a hold over us. That's how it did. We turned it on ourselves. It was an impossible to fulfill scenario. it was a cog in debt slavery, and it was a kind of slavery all by itself. It was a way of enslaving light beings, because with this twisted meaning, if you are a good person, which means if you are of the light, which everyone with a soul is of the light, so everyone would strive to fulfill these things that we'd all decided together were important and right and would move us forward individually and as a group. But we could never wrangle it. We could never conquer it. We could never. And it wrangled us. It crushed us. It crushed you. It became a very important highway to shame. And it was a system that showed that if you were responsible, you earned or you deserved privilege. Well, now put those two things together. If you can never fulfill your responsibilities, then even if good things come to you, you're never going to feel you earned them or you deserve them. And there it is. It doesn't matter your station in life. Everyone fell prey. Everyone on the surface. So today, we pull the bright new day switcheroo. Response ability is truly what it actually breaks down to. It's your ability to respond. Look at how our Saint Germain just described that for us. He gave us so many ways to see that just by being yourself, that puts you in the driver's seat, in the ability to respond. What does that mean? Does it mean, like Catherine said, you got to be able to access all your stored knowledge at a given moment, and what if you didn't actually study that arena of things, and then what are you going to do? And no, that is from the perverse meaning of responsibility. The pristine meaning, the divine meaning, the creative force behind responsibility is that when you are yourself, meaning no matter what conditions look like, no matter what's going on around you, in your body, in your head, in your feelings, you are also choosing love. You are also being love, and you are also letting yourself be loved. That is the ultimate ability to respond to all things. That is easy. That is fun. It is natural. It is your loving, true presence, relaxed in the midst of all things as you. It's nourishing, isn't it? You know, this is your full access pass. It is where you have access to everything, and you don't have to plan what you're going to do to make things work out. Because you know that as a loving being filled with the presence of God and love and light, that of course you're going to respond in love. And oops, oh, you're on the surface of Earth, you contracted a little, got a little tight, that's all right. The answer is love. So you still don't have to outthink yourself or outrun yourself. You have the ability to respond to everything. And it is so easy. So now that we have reclaimed this powerful creation energy, trajectory, tool, state of yes, oneness, being, Yes, right. We kick the other easily to the curb with a laugh or two. And now, we know we're already prepared. You are prepared. I am prepared to be Archangel Michael for whatever it is the surface of Earth needs of me at this time. Because I am love. And so are you. So you are ready for your redemption. I am your brother Michael, on behalf of Mother and Father God and the Company of Heaven. We adore you. We are here for you. We love you.
Thank you, Michael. So we are all ready to enter our redemption appointments in the state of yes.
See where we go from there. We've got to fight for what we believe.